Rob's Reliability Project, a podcast for maintenance and reliability people to better themselves both at home and at work. Now let's get rolling. Hey guys, welcome to Rob's Reliability Project. I'm Rob Kalvarowski. On this week's episode, I welcome Adrian Messer from UE Systems to the show.
When they're greasing using ultrasonics, like what should they hear and how do they know they've reached the optimal point?
Yep. So the concept is based off of friction. So when you have a bearing that needs grease, there's going to be an increase in friction, therefore an increase in noise. So what we want to see happening is if we're watching the decibel level as we're applying grease, we want to see that decibel level falling. So as grease enters that bearing housing, there will be less friction, therefore less noise. So once that decibel level falls back down to a more optimal level, then we stop greasing. Now, if we go out there and the bearing already has enough grease, then it's usually pretty quick. Just after a couple of pumps of grease, we'll start to see the decibel level going up. So if we're ever applying grease and the decibel level starts to go up, we need to stop because we've reached the threshold where we've started to apply too much grease. So again, over lubrication, when we start to apply too much grease, that in turn creates more pressure and friction inside the bearing housing and therefore more noise. So that's a good indicator when to stop applying grease.
Yeah. And that's something that I think people don't entirely understand is, you know, with over lubrication, like you're going to build up that internal friction and then the heat goes up and the pressure goes up and it's pretty damaging for your equipment.
It is. And I tend to see more failures due to over lubrication than I do under lubrication. I think that's a fact.
Oh, yeah. I would 100% agree with that.